Letters from Our Readers, July-August 2019, by Beyond Today Editor. To Kill a People, Abortion and the Soul of America. The Silent Holocaust, yes, very well said. Normally the safest place for a child would be in its mother's womb. With 60 million little ones slaughtered, that is no longer the case. There will be consequences for this atrocity, to all those who practice and support it. We will be ripped from our safe places, for we have gone to the point of no return. From the Internet. One redeeming factor that might be holding off God's just punishment is millions of Bible believers who are praying for an immediate end to abortion in America and in the world. Without those redeeming prayers, America might soon be toast. From the Internet. The world is a very sick place and cannot be fixed by man. Every day, you think you've heard it all, and the next day brings something more troublesome. I pray to God every day to let Jesus Christ come to this earth to end this misery and to execute His justice. Thy kingdom come. From the Internet. Looking for a church location. I am interested in your church. I belong to a Sabbath-keeping group, but I have been visiting your website since 2007, and I really enjoy all your materials. I want to be a member of this church, but the problem is that the United Church of God is not found in my country, Papua New Guinea. I am a mother of two kids with a lovely husband. My question is there any possibility my family members and myself can be baptized and become members of this great church? Please let me know. Reader in Papua New Guinea. We are very glad to hear you're being spiritually edified by our material. Since there's no congregation near you, we recommend you reach out to the office listed as the contact for the region of the world at https://www.ucg.org/contact. They can give you counseling and direction for your specific situation. We preach God's redemptive word every week in our friendly Sabbath services, it says on the webpage for your local congregation. The Sabbath is sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Is that the Sabbath you refer to, the true Sabbath? Or is it the Sunday Sabbath, which was changed by the Catholic Church? From the Internet. Yes, we observe the Sabbath day as instituted by God, which you correctly identified as beginning at sunset on Friday and concluding at sunset on Saturday. As you've already discovered, we have a list of all our congregations at ucg.org/congregations for those who'd like to join us in worshiping our great God together. Positive feedback for church literature. I was searching Google Books for Christian literature and found your study guide, What Happens After Death. When I read it, to my surprise, I realized that I had to change some of my viewpoints. Your booklet is very easy to follow, and you base everything on the Bible for me to prove myself. I then downloaded all your other booklets and am totally thrilled that I have found you. Could you please send me your magazine, Gute Nachrichten? The German language version of Beyond Today, from now on? Reader in Germany. I was baptized on March 17th, and I really feel like I am part of the right family. I am getting lots of spiritual food, and I know that I have to share it with others. Thank you, and God's blessings to you all. From the Internet. I am a mailman and delivered your magazine today. I accidentally noticed the ad on the back cover of your magazine. Please send me your magazine and the requested booklets. May God bless your work. Reader in Germany. I almost abandoned my faith because of the teachings of others. Some of them contradict the very nature of God as the God of love. Then I found your website. I find your teachings interesting and would like to learn more about them. I love the way you teach what God is like. From the Internet. Please renew my subscription to Beyond Today. It is the only publication that tells it like it is. The articles are very well written and easy to understand. Thank you. From the Internet. I have subscribed to Beyond Today for around maybe 3 years. I truly love this magazine. I renewed my subscription online today with a very modest donation. I collect your wonderful magazines, reread them, and share the truth of God's Word with many who call themselves Christians, but are still groping in the dark. Thank you for your great work in bringing the truth of the Bible to so many. Reader in Sri Lanka. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.